With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump issues an ultimatum to Hamas regarding the remaining hostages.
In a Sunday social media post, the president wrote that Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He said the Israelis have accepted his terms, and now it is time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. The president went a step further, declaring this is his last warning and there will not be another one. Hamas continues to hold 50 hostages, with only 20 believed to be alive. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel has witnessed its deadliest mass shooting in about a year. Six people killed in the attack by two gunmen at a bus stop in North Jerusalem.
The shooting took place at a major intersection at the northern entrance to Jerusalem, on a road that leads to Jewish settlements located in East Jerusalem. As well as the number killed, paramedics say at least 15 other people were injured and six are in a serious condition after the Monday morning attack, while police announced two attackers were neutralized soon after the shooting began. This one's the country's deadliest shooting attack in nearly a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The operation has been called Patriot 2.0. ICE raids underway in Massachusetts. Those raids targeting criminal illegal aliens that the Trump administration calls the worst of the worst. Saying we're not going to war, the president insists that he is justified in planning to deploy National Guard troops to fight crime in Chicago. The president still holding out hope for a peace deal to end the bloodshed in Ukraine. So far, though, there's been no end to the hostilities. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down about 10 points. The Nasdaq trading 170 points higher. This is SRN News. The Texas Attorney General wants prayer in the schools.
Republican Ken Paxton says every district should make time during class hours for students to voluntarily pray and read the Bible. He says the Lord's Prayer would be a good place to start. In fact, Texas lawmakers passed a measure that would require schools to do just that, but it's been placed on hold by a judge. Paxton adds that, quote, I will not stand by while the far left attempts to push our country into the sinking sand. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Council of Europe delegation is denouncing the arrest of a Turkish human rights activist detained after delivering a speech that was critical of President Erdogan's government at a session of Europe's leading human rights body. Turkey is officially secular, but Erdogan has been taking the country in a more radical Muslim direction, leading to increasing human rights violations and the growing persecution of Christians. Opposition parties and human rights groups have accused Erdogan of undermining democracy. This is SRN News. Federal lawsuit filed against the controversial Proposition 50 in California.
We got to fight this absolutely outrageous election rigging scheme from Gavin Newsom.
That's Republican candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Prop 50.
You know that we already have gerrymandered maps in California. I've been talking about that a lot.
Hilton's federal lawsuit argues it violates several laws, including voter equal protection.
The districts should be roughly equal in population size so that votes have roughly equal weight. Right now in California, a Democrat vote has three times the weight of a Republican vote.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Jury selection is underway for the Florida trial of Ryan Ruth. He's charged with trying to assassinate President Trump while he was playing golf last year in South Florida. More details at SRNNews.com.